From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is preparing the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the Islamic State's capital. Carter, speaking in Paris, said the operation to assault the city could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake Mosul in Iraq. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces.
It, as always, and this is a strategic principle of all of coalition operations, that it is capable and motivated local forces that we identify and then enable. That's our general strategic approach, because we're seeking the lasting defeat of ISIL. And a lasting defeat of ISIL can't be achieved by outsiders.
French President Francois Hollande warned the Mosul offensive, begun a week ago, could trigger an outflow of foreign fighters, a possible threat to European nations wary of IS-trained fighters returning from the battlefields of Iraq and Syria. Russia says is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault by ground on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18, Russian and Syrian warplanes have stayed 10 kilometers outside the city's center for a week. Gambia has become the latest African country to announce its intention to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The Hague-based ICC has been accused of focusing almost exclusively on the prosecution of Africans. The decision, which refers to the persecution and humiliation of people of color, follows that of South Africa and Burundi to pull out of the International Tribunal. This is VOA News. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, said Tuesday that the ongoing U.S. push to persuade North Korea to give up its controversial nuclear program is, in his words, probably a lost cause.
They are not going to do that. That is their ticket to survival. And I got a good taste of that when I was there about how the world looks from their vantage. And they are under siege and they are very paranoid. So the notion of giving up their nuclear capability, whatever it is a non-starter
instead,
with them.
He said the best that Western governments and their East Asian allies can hope to accomplish are negotiations with Pyongyang leading to a cap on its nuclear capabilities. Washington has long demanded denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit. Before leaving the Philippines, he called on foreign businesses worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave. He said U.S. firms should pack up and leave after a U.S. diplomat suggested that allegations of extrajudicial killings is bad for business. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
On a visit to Beijing last week, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation between the U.S. and his country. Independent U.N. investigator Philip Alston Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic.
Haiti's severe cholera epidemic is traced to U.N. peacekeepers from Nepal that dumped raw sewage into a river following a 2010 earthquake. In Afghanistan, suspected Islamic State militants abducted and then executed 30 civilians in a reprisal attack for the killing of a militant commander in Ghor province. The attack in central western Afghanistan raises concerns IS fighters, seen mostly in the east, are expanding operations. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly has opened a political trial against President Nicolas Maduro a week after their referendum recall to remove him from office was stymied by the nation's electoral council. Officials in Belgium resumed talks Wednesday aimed at breaking the deadlock, holding up a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. In professional baseball, the American League Cleveland Indians defeated the National League Chicago Cubs 6-0 in Game 1 of the Best of 7 World Series. Game 2 is Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.